Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Chaf Hei Chulin 25a, pagination is 49. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, about a quarter of the way up. The final section of the first parak, as we've mentioned, is a series of contrasts between things that seem similar, but have a nuanced difference that makes all the difference that we're going to focus on. Tahor b'kli cheres, tamei b'chol hakelim. The situation which is considered tahor when you're dealing with earthenware vessels, in terms of tuma and taira, ritual impurity, that same case is going to be tamei by other vessels. Tahor b'kol hakelim, the act which would leave the keli, the vessel tahar, by other vessels, metal. Tomei b'chli cheres, that very act is going to be tomei, make the vessel tomei, when you're dealing with a chli cheres, with earthenware. And the Gemara explains what is almost a riddle. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Avir chli cheres mitamei v'gabo tahar. If a person who's tamei sticks his hand into the ear space or puts a sheretz into the ear space of the kli cheres, that's how tuma is affected by earthenware. Touching its outside, however, leaves it tahar, even though contact was made, but it was from the outside. In contrast, avir kol hakelim tahar, the ear space of vessels, metal vessels, is tahar. Something goes in its ear space, doesn't make the vessel tamei. V'gabon tamei, but touching it from the outside even, is going to be tamei. Nimtza, the result is that you have this riddle that we mentioned. Tahar b'chli cheres tamei b'chol hakelim. What's tahar by the earthenware is tamei, that very case, by other vessels. Tahar b'chol hakelim, what's tahar by other vessels? Metal, tamei b'chli cheres, that very case is tamei by earthenware. There is a svara, tamei hamitzvahs, why earthenware is different than metal, and the logic goes that earthenware is not intrinsically valuable. What makes it valuable is its usefulness, that it holds something, but it's typically made of cheap material. Metal, however, is intrinsically valuable, and therefore it's not just its contents that make it special. It is special. The metal can become tamei from contact, inside or outside, makes no difference. Contact, because the thing itself, whereas the kli cheres, contact is not its significant nature. Its significant nature is that it can hold something, and therefore the ear space is what makes it tamei. Let's move on to today's daf, and we have another similar type of riddle towards the bottom of the page, masnisin, at the end of a line, and onto the new line. Tahor b'chli eitz, tamei b'chli matches. We're now comparing wood vessels to metal vessels. In the previous Mishnah, we were comparing earthenware vessels to metal vessels. Now it's wood to metal. So, tahor b'chli eitz, tamei b'chli matches. There's a case that the type of vessel, if it's made out of wood, is still going to be tahor. However, had you made that look-alike in metal, it would be tamei. Tahar b'chli matches, you have a case which is tahar by metal, but tamei b'chli eitz is tamei by wood. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Golmei kli eitz, you have something that's unfinished, and it's wood. Tameyin, that would still be tamei. Pishutehen tahorim. But if it's flat, then it's tahar. Golmei kli matches, when you have unfinished metal, tahorin, it's tahar. Pishutehen tameim, but when it's flat, it's tameh. Nimtza, and this is what we said, that riddle, tahar b'kli eitz, tameh b'kli matches, tahar b'kli matches, tameh b'kli eitz, they're opposites. Let's dissect the ruling. So the word golem is almost an English word. It's familiar to us. The golem of Prague, that legend that the Maharal made a golem. So it's an unfinished human being, so to speak. It can't speak. It has limited intellect. Golem, it's unfinished. So that word is being used here. Golmei kli eitz or golmei kli matches, unfinished. That means that the item is usable, but it hasn't been polished, it hasn't been finished. The other word that's being used here is pishutehen, something that's flat. The usefulness of this particular vessel, like a knife, is not to hold something. It doesn't contain anything, which is your typical vessel. It's useful, but it's flat. So a wooden knife will not become tameh if it comes in contact with whatever ritual impurity, but a metal knife would become tameh if it comes in contact with ritual impurity. Now, the reasoning over here that something flat is going to become tameh by matches and not by wood is that wood is compared to suck, to a sack that's able to contain something. And therefore we learn that wooden vessels have to be able to contain something. Metal was never compared to suck, to the sack case, and therefore metal does not require to be able to hold something as long as it's useful, as long as it's usable. In terms of the topic of golmei, it's unfinished. So the Gemara in Amud Beis identifies two reasons that metal is unique and considered unfinished if indeed it wasn't polished up. Number one, you could see it Amud Beis on the fourth line, Hoel ula kavod asuyin. Metal is typically a prestigious item, and until you polish it up, it's not going to be useful for its intended use. And on the next line, udmehem yekarim, and if metal is polished up properly, it commands a decent price, whereas wood, the polishing up is not going to change it significantly. In the words of Rashi, when it comes to metal, lochazu lemilsayu limocher biyoker karoi lahem. It's not fitting for its purpose, which is to sell it at a decent price, the way it's worthy of being sold. And here we have these differences between metal and wood. And in the previous Mishnah, as we mentioned, between metal and earthenware. Taking a look at the Rambam's overview of the topic of kelim, vessels becoming tameh. So in the first perek, first halacha of Hilchos Kelim, the Rambam writes, Shiva minei kelim heim shemekablim tuma min haTorah. There are seven types of vessels, utensils, that can acquire ritual impurity from a biblical level. Ve'elu hein, these are they. Habigadim, garments. Hasakin, sack. Kli or, things made of leather. Kli etzem, things made of bone. Kli matches, metal. Kli eitz, wood. And kli cheres, earthenware. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.